Well, good morning. It is 10:56 a.m. on Tuesday, March the 23rd, 4th? I just looked and forgot. 24th. Tuesday, March the 24th. Yeah, I should have known that because Novel Ramo ran through the 23rd, which was yesterday. And I hit 25,000 words in 4 days, late last night. Well, not late, but quite late last night. Finding the focus, finding the story, being able to shut out the noise and work gets harder and harder every day. I'm often puzzled by the people who are dealing with quarantine, who are dealing with being shut in. It puzzles me because on the average week, I don't leave the house. Well, you know, I make a grocery run. Lately, I've only been doing it like every 3 or 4 days, trying to keep enough in the house to keep it stocked if somebody goes down hard here. And it's not a lot at the store. But I don't understand. Particularly people with families. I don't understand it. I mean, there's 4 of us living in this house. One of us goes out to work every 3 or 4 days. And one of us goes out to the shop every 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Hit the pharmacy. But man, if I didn't have to leave the house, you know, maybe other than to go for the walk, I'm not sure. I mean, if I could get somebody else to deliver the groceries, it would not hurt my feelings. And I could right now, but the only thing that stops me is I can't. I have to go and look to see what's on the shelf because I can't tell what's out of stock. According to the website, pretty much everything is out of stock. And that's legit, because when you get to the store, pretty much everything is out of stock. However, so I'm a little confused. I guess people do have the habit of going out, of doing things, of leaving home. The four of us are fighting. We could wish for a little more isolation, quite frankly. We could wish for the kid not to have to go to work, for me not to have to go to the grocery store. So it's an interesting challenge for me to understand that privilege that is extreme introversion, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't crave that contact with other people. So yeah, I hit 25,000 yesterday, last night. I got my 2K in this morning. It's like I got like 2,300 in this morning. Making progress on my For the Words quests. I'm making progress on Troy Harbor. I'm not making a lot of progress on anything else. I'm taking this afternoon off. I didn't get any time off over the weekend, so I'm taking this afternoon off. I think I've got a CIFL meeting tomorrow in the afternoon, so that's not going to be off. At least I don't have a board meeting this week. There was a board meeting last week as well. So, that was tedious. I'll be glad when my terms are up. I'm running for office now. And it's the last term. I won't be able to run again, so somebody will have to step up, and I'll start agitating with the Financial Advisory Committee. And 2 years, who knows? And who knows what's going to happen next month, so worrying about next year is a little bit over the skis, as they say. Too far over your skis. So, Tuesday. What's going on here Tuesday? Not a whole lot. I've seen some couples out walking. There was a girl jogging a little while ago. I saw a young woman with a pair of small dogs taking them for a walk earlier today. But given that it's like the middle of the day and nobody's in school, almost nobody's working, there's precious little traffic in spite of the fact that the car just went by. And there's precious little traffic. There are very few people out walking. I'm not complaining. Let's be clear on that. I'm not complaining. I did hear a roofing crew out. I may hear them again when we get back around the corner and hear them tap, tap, tapping. There's at least a part of a crew over here working on that. Elder housing. Some kids out playing in that yard. Lady walking a dog over there. It's really quite pleasant out. Those are my reading. I'm not watching anything because I've been up to my armpits in this story and getting Novelrama going. 3 days out of the four, I was the Sprintmeister for the mornings. And while it's only 2 hours, it's also I don't know if it's easier than the 7 to 9 slot or harder. Probably neither. It's probably just different. A lot of people come in late. I come in at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. And I think in the evening people drop out by 8. And we ran till 9. And then 10 o'clock was the official count post where you put down what your count for the day was. And I only got 4,000 words the first day, 3,993. So I was as I think I mentioned, I was 2250 short, 2257. But Saturday and Sunday I got 7,000 word days, so that was plus 7,000 plus, which made up a lot of that ground. And yesterday I only needed like 6,257. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post. So yesterday when I went over the line, I got 25,024 words and said, done, stick a fork in me. I promised myself I would take today off after I got my words. So words and walk, I gotta collect the trash, get that out of the curb, I gotta put a milk order out. But other than that, I'm done. I gotta go home, get some lunch, get this posted, and then lose myself in a game. I'm leaning towards Skyrim, but I may go play Civ 6. I need to make a chicken stew this afternoon. I did get chicken when I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I got stewing chicken. So if I stew that up and then add the drippings from the roasted chicken and the leftover chicken from that, I'll have a really meaty stew. I also got a 10-pound bag of potatoes, which is, like, for me, that's... the only thing better than that is a 5-pound bag of onions, and they didn't have any of those. So I need to look up a couple of recipes. A couple of things have crossed my path the last few days that I haven't really had a chance to go back and look at, and I really want to. And one of them is something that sounds delicious, which is Bombay potato curry. And I'm thinking, curry? Potatoes. Why not? I just need to know how to do it. I got plenty of curries. I got like 5 different curries in the house at the moment, including a lot of garam masala. Which I hardly use any of, but it came as part of a pack of 4 that I like. So I also need to make some more yogurt, I think. Maybe I'll start that today. I have some tandoori seasoning, and for that I need to coat the chicken. I need to put the tandoori in the yogurt and then coat the yogurt onto the chicken and let it marinate for a few hours, maybe a couple days. That could be good. Then bake it. The acid in the yogurt makes the chicken particularly tender and carries all of the flavor into the meat. So, okay, we got people making turns. People on the sidewalk. Howdy, howdy. Guy with his wolfhound. Holy crap, it's a big dog. Stepped out in the streets, and the lady with the stroller and the guy with the dog walked by on the sidewalk. That was a big goddamn dog. He was a tall man, and that dog came up to his waist. Get stretched out here. Get some of the stink blowed off it. Like mother used to say. Run outside, get some of that stink blowed off you. I need a shower. That's gonna happen sometime today. It feels very spring-like, which I suppose is to be expected given that it's like the end of March. Pretty, pretty day. Yesterday was nice too. I have to say, I felt, you know, it was like 1 p.m. when I got back and I'm sitting down thinking, oh geez, I didn't walk this morning. I need to write all afternoon. The weather's beautiful. But I have to write, so I felt bad about not going out walking when the weather was nice yesterday. It's nice today too, so that's okay. I'll take that. I'm just walking along, looking around, like, wow, trees. Those crab apples are still budding up nicely. The maple in front of my house is budding up very well. All the sports and overgrown bushes are looking healthy. Just kind of a pain, because I'm going to have to take them all down here pretty soon. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.